On this day in 1976, Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, certified gold. Since then, it's been certified 10 times platinum.
Time for Bocozy's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock. Powered by Joe the Plumber. For fast, friendly, reliable plumbing service, visit calljoetheplumber.com.
From the album A Night at the Opera, Bohemian Rhapsody, first time you heard that didn't sound like any other rock song you ever heard before. It was way, way ahead of its time. Made it to number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. That was in 1975, but then it made it to number 2 in 1991 because it appeared in the movie Wayne's World. Brian May said they did so many vocal overdubs on Bohemian Rhapsody that since it was tape at the time, not digital, that they were losing the high end of it because the tape was actually wearing out. So it was technologically way ahead of its time. Here's Brian May on Bohemian Rhapsody.
We were all already beginning to be quite separate at that point. We used to come in with ideas pretty well mapped out. I used to come in with all sorts of structures written down that I wanted the group to try. Freddie used to come in with sheets of notepaper with vocal harmonies written out in them. So Freddie had a very powerful vision of that song before we ever got into it. It was very much his baby. We wanted it to sound like a huge choir, and the technology wasn't really quite there for it.
Ian Hunter turns 87 years old today from Mott the Hoople and his solo career. The song Cleveland Rocks, he wrote that song. And why? It's from the album You're Never Alone with a Schizophrenic, 1979. Not released as a single, but you may remember Cleveland Rocks, not necessarily through Ian Hunter, but through the Drew Carey Show. It was the theme from that show, and that was not performed by Ian Hunter, as a matter of fact. Here is Ian Hunter on what inspired him to write Cleveland Rocks.
That was because when we went to Cleveland in the early days, they took to us a lot sooner than anywhere else did, like New York or LA or any so-called hip places. They came later. We found Cleveland first and then Memphis. They were the people that liked us. And then I'm seeing on Carson and Griffin and that guy Douglas. There was three talk shows at the time. And Cleveland seemed to be the butt of every joke. And I couldn't understand it because we were having a great time there. So Cleveland Rocks was written trying to straighten this out, you know.
The Mistake by The Lake.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 1029 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock. Powered by Joe the Plumber. For fast, friendly, reliable plumbing service, visit calljoetheplumber.com.